भावना देख करके हम उनके हृदय में ही प्रभु को भगवान के भाव उन्होंने प्रार्थना किया है आशा रहो शरण रहो जिसा लहसा वृंदावन की मोदी दुर्गा कर देना
और कदम की आरी
इन दिस इवनिंग योर सोरो आई टेल समथिंग एंड समथिंग श्रीनंद ब्रह्मचारी हैज टोल्ड एंड आफ्टर दैट विल टेल इन इवनिंग इन बरसाना सो यू शुड ऑल take the dust of this place, this all the dust are from Srimati Radhika, Lalita, Vishakha and all, who are feeling separation. I think this is not matter. Really, it is the tears of the gopis in separation, they are even feeling separation. This also that separation is also eternal in one prakoshta. Like this. So gopis are here. Vengatha, Krishna, and these are the tears of gopis. This whole dust are the lotus dust of gopis. So we should do pranam here. Shastang pranam, five anga pranam, are when you taking dust of this place, you should pray in the lotus feet of कृष्ण अर्जुन माया क्या है वो बंदे नंद ये सुधार रिपीट बंदे नंद नंदोश्री अभिक्षण हरिकथ गीता
She told them, yeah, I know astrology so much.
Nanda Baba has any son? Oh, not here. But in Gokul he will come and again he will return to here. So, here, he could not allow this marriage of Krishna and
Radhika.
Radhika here from being here. And she did played all the tricks. Without his tricks, anything cannot be done. She is in two, Purnamasi in one, and Vrindavan in two, both are one. Purnamasi pays all the, and manages all the
pastime
from birth to end, and Vrindadevi only controls Madhur Ras. So, we take Vrindadevi more merciful. Without Vrindadevi mercy, anyone cannot go in pastimes of Krishna and never can serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika, especially Radhika, being a Sakhi, so we'll have to take the benediction of Vrinda Devi there and here Purnamasi Devi. Purnama Devi ki nearby there is a kund, that kund is Visakha Kunda. We will do pranam from here. So we are doing pranam for Jogmaya and from Visakha Devi. And I have told you to Sun Kunda.
This place is called Lalita Kunda or Lalita Kunja both. Lalita Kunda and nearby Lalita Kunja, and there is a swing. Here you will see there when we will go in this temple. There is a very sweet pastime of this place. One day Radha and Krishna were together talking something. In the meantime, any cowherd boy came and told that Narad Rishi has come and he wants to take your darshan. Krishna told, "Oh, have you heard? Narad Rishi has come here. He is a very tricky person. Where he will go, he will make a quarrel between wife and husband, and father and mother, between brother and brothers. Where he will go, there will be dispute. So be very careful. Don't come in the trick of Narad. He will make that treat and he will see and be happy. So you should be very careful." Srimati Radhika told them, "I am very careful. He cannot do anything. I will not come in the trap of Narad Rishi." In the meantime, in this place, in her kunja, Lalita was making a garland. Very beautiful Vaijayanti mala he was doing. But he was so worried. That garland was sometimes, she was taking out,
making and breaking.
So times he was making, and when it was completed, and she saw, and again he told, and again he began to make new. In the meantime, Narad came. Narad told that, "Why you are so worried?" She told that, "I am worried. I am making garland, but it comes sometimes big one and sometimes smaller. So what I do? I have no real measurement of Krishna. So I am making and again breaking and again making. Why you are not going to Krishna? He is here sitting. You should go and take the measurement of the Krishna neck and his breast and up to from here to bottom you can take very easily. Where is Krishna? Oh, Krishna is sitting here." She at once went and took the measurement. In the meantime, Narad came there and told Lalita that he has come to you and Radhika is there sitting. She had told that she will come, but there is some delay in Krishna coming. So you can sit on this swing here and you can sing with Krishna, no harm. When Sri Radhika will come, then he will sing with Krishna. So she gave the garland and Krishna took her and he made her sit in her left side and he began to swing. Oh, very high here and there. And all the sakhis were singing so many for Basanti Raga or any rag. In the meantime, Narad went to Srimati Radhika and told that, "Oh Radhika, you are telling that Krishna is so much beloved to you, but I see that there is no sign that Krishna is your beloved or his beloved you are. Because I am saying that always Krishna lives with Lalita and playing and also sing with Lalita here. So I have seen just now. If you have no belief, you can come and see. So Radhika became so furious, and she came with Narad. Narad told that I will not go there.
I shall say far away.
I will be very far away. I am pointing out that who are there in Lalita Kunj, he is playing and he is singing, and Lalita has given her own garland to Krishna, and Krishna has given that garland to Lalita. You can see. Then she came and saw that, oh, the garland was in the neck of Lalita, and she became so angry. And she was
swing.
On that swing, she became so angry and furious man, and she at once returned. And he went to her kunja. In the evening, when Krishna came to her and was pacifying, she became so angry that she was not in a mood to speak anything. Krishna kept his hand on the soldier of Sarah. She took it and
throw it.
Very. You are a cheater, liar. You are always telling me that you are my beloved. Now I am saying the Lalita, you are where? Go to Lalita and don't come to me. After some time, Krishna told that, oh, I have told you that Narada is a very tricky man. And I have not done anything. He has made all these things, and he told Lalita to sing with me and to give that garland to me, and I gave to her. But Narada took that garland and gave it to Lalita. So I am not guilty. So you should be
pleased
to me. I am not guilty. So here this place is there. This is called Lalita Kunda or Lalita. So we have come here. Water is so sweet. But if you take bath here, it is dangerous also. Like Radha Kund, all the ponds are full to brim. So if you want to take bath, very carefully. And also if you will take bath, then cough and cold may come. So be very careful. And now from here, we will go to that temple. And from taking the darshan, we will go to nearby Dharmashala, Chiranji Dharmashala. And Jashoda Maiya has sent so many delicious preparation there. And she is waiting for you all to give prasadam.
There is a pond also.
Kahan?
No.
तो जो स्नान करना चाहता है किंतु खूब सावधानी से एक लड़का डूब गया और कुछ गड़बड़ हो गया सब पानी से भरे हुए हैं और कारुष ठंडा ना गया गौर प्रणानंदे ललिता कुंड की
जय
ललिता कुंज की जय ललिता दोलन की जय गौर प्रेमानंदे यू कैन सी देयर नाउ इन टेम्पल बस एंड इफ एनीवन टॉक
Namo Thank you. you can wash your hands, face, those who want to go to bathroom, here bathroom also, there also, and you should be ready for taking Mahaprasadam. If you want to wash your hands, you can go. Now I am telling some past tense of here. If anyone wants, they can avail bathrooms. You know that here.
If it became past tense, then no one will leave this place.
Then what should I do?
Then stop it, please.
So why you stop not Kirtan?
No.
Being an old man, how are you energetic? You. So I said,
you are greedy of that. You are always envious.
He is so happy that he is here.
Yeah. Yeah. Like new person. Young person. Yeah. Energetic. उद्धव जी यहाँ पर आए थे. यू हर्ड दिस. उद्धव हैज कम हियर. इन द इवनिंग ही एंटर्ड नंदगांव. एज सून एज ही रीच्ड हियर ही सॉ द सेम नंदगांव एज कृष्ण यूज्ड टू लिव हियर. ही सॉ सो मेनी
जॉयफुल
लैक्स एंड लैक्स काउज having so much milk in their oats, and so many cows jumping here and there. Some were black, some were white, very strong, very beautiful. Cuckoos were at that time singing, coo-coo, and peacocks were dancing. In the evening, so many gopis in their homes, they were churning makkhan and singing Govinda Damo Madhave Ki,
Govinda Damo Madhave Ki,
Govinda Damo
Madhave Ki, Govinda Damo Madhave Ki.
On Manimay Stambha, golden and jewels, lamp standing, and very sweet rays were coming from that lamp, with ghee in golden pots. Pradeep jal rahe the, usme sundar, madhur, sugandh yukt, ghee ka tel, ghee jal raha tha. Sone ke Pradeep. मणियों के और उसके खंभे के खंभा नहीं स्टैंड के ऊपर में वो रखे थे. सारी प्रकृति ऐसी लग रही थी जैसे कृष्ण वृंदावन में है. उनके सखा लोग नाच गा रहे थे. गोपियां में आनंद में भर करके कीर्तन कर रही थी. चारों तरफ ब्रज में मानव आनंद की वर्षा हो रही थी. उद्धव ऑल्सो सॉ दैट एवरीवेयर वाज the prakriti, the nature was dancing, so sweet. Everywhere, yes, green color. He also saw that so many bulls were fighting themselves, each other. So many things in Srimad Bhagavatam it has been told. He shall say the prakat braja. Prakat Braj means when Krishna was here and saw like this. But Krishna was not here. Where Krishna was in Mathura. But he saw that. As if Krishna is here fully and partly he is in Mathura. Then at once he saw that wo scene dropped ho gaya. That scene was dropped. Disappeared. And hey, now he saw Oh, Yashoda, I so kind. See, I send so many preparation, sweet preparation for you all. Now you will have not to wait so much. Let it come and it will be given to Krishna and then we will give you. At that time, he saw that all were crying for Krishna. Even animals were crying for Krishna. They came in the house of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba was weeping. Yashoda Maharaj has become lean and thin, he was about to die. Nanda Baba saw that Uddhava has come. He recognized her. At once Uddhava fell and sat on the lotus feet of Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba wanted to ask how Krishna is. What is the... Krishna ka kya samachar hai?
News of
Krishna. What is the news of Krishna? Krishna is happy there, living us. He wanted to ask, but he could not ask. His throat was choked. Tears were coming. And he began to remember all the pastimes of Krishna. He now thought what to tell Uddhava. He wanted to give some prasadam to Uddhava, but there was nothing. The cuckoo moon were upset. Makarso ne jar bun diya. और उनके जो बर्तन थे औंधे पड़े हुए हैं. The pots were upset down. There was nothing to cook. Who will cook? Yashoda now seeing that Krishna has gone to Mathura. For whom I should cook? And she was not in a mood to cook because she was like a blind. She cannot give up her bed. Nanda Baba told anyone that you should go to your Brahmin and tell him to cook rice and milk. From Brahmin, anyone went there and Brahmin cooked this rice and milk and it was brought. No sugar at all. There was no sugar in this Brahmin's house. Without sugar it came. Anyhow, Nanda Baba gave some prasadam to Uddhava, and when he was satisfied, he was asking something about Krishna, but he choked. He could not speak. At last, anyhow, he told to Uddhava how my brother Vasudev is. I know that he was in the prison with her wife Devaki in the prison and comes for atyachar kar raha tha un par harassing and wanted to kill them because he know that they have taken their son Krishna and Baldev and kept anywhere, so he wanted to harass them so much. So, but his sin has made him to death. Krishna has not put on to death. And telling, he began to weep. Nanda was telling that, I am feeling so much separation of Krishna. Sometimes I go to Jamuna to forget Krishna. But there I see, all trees are remembering me. The footprints of Krishna are remembering Krishna. Again I return and go to Govardhan. But all the trees and kuns are weeping for Krishna. They remember me. Again I go here and there. But everywhere there is remembrance of Krishna. So, what should I do? And telling this, he began to weep. Some gopis are telling, when they saw the chariot, of golden chariot of Uddhava, they were telling, who is coming? Who is coming? Perhaps Akrur is coming. Why Akrur is coming? You don't know? He is coming only to take some pind. What pind?
heartbeat of all the gopis who are dead in separation for Krishna. So, why he is coming now? Some are telling so many things. Why he came on the golden chariot? Any Sakhi is telling, don't know why he came? Because in Vrindavan he was cowherd boy. No shoes, nothing, no umbrella. And now he has become king of kings in Mathura. So he has sent his servant on golden chariot. See my opulence, that now I am Mathura, the emperor of Mathura. And that is why I have sent his messenger, his dude, on the golden chariot to show her mother that now how rich and important Krishna has done to show this one. Uddhav thought that, oh, I should not have come in golden chariot. I have done mistake. If earth has it divided into two and I should go in deep, then it will be better for me. यदि पृथ्वी दो टुकड़े हो जाती मैं उसमें समा जाता, मैं इतना दुख नहीं, इतना कष्ट नहीं सह सकता, इनका इतना पिंचिंग वाणी नहीं सह सकता. इसके बाद में आफ्टर दिस नंद बाबा वाज बिगन टू वीप सो मच लाउडली. उद्धव वांटेड टू पैसिफाई हिम. ही रिमेंबर्ड द वर्ड्स ऑफ कृष्ण एंड ही सा दैट really they are so much beautiful. But how, what should I tell? Should I tell that Nand Baba, you are so much fortunate that Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead and he has come in the shape of a son. And you are thinking him, this Krishna, that he is your son. And you are weeping for him. If anyone weeps and a single drop of tear comes, then he is so fortunate because he is weeping for Krishna. Those who are lucky, fortunate, those who weep for Krishna. So you are weeping so bitterly, so you are so much fortunate. But can he tell it? Never. Oh, Nand Baba, you are so fortunate. You should weep more and more. He cannot. Then what should I tell? I should tell that, oh Nand Baba, don't weep. But all the Shastra will stop my mouth. Don't tell like this, because you will be offended. So you should not tell like this. So what should I tell? Baba, you should weep more, or you should be not weak. What should I tell? Though he was the shishya, disciple of Brihaspati, so intelligent, so sakha of Krishna, but he could not tell anything. He could not pacify Nanda Baba. At last he told, oh Baba, Nanda Baba, you are so much fortunate, because Krishna is your son, and Krishna is your not son, but he is supreme personality of God. Anyhow he has come. So you are so fortunate. Hearing this, Nand Baba began to weep very loudly. Very loudly. After some time he told, Uddhav, I used to know that you are so much qualified and so so intelligent. And you are Sakha of Krishna. But now I know that
You are a child.
You are like a child, ignorant child. You don't know anything. How have you told me that you are so much fortunate? And you have given the reason that your son is himself Krishna and supreme personality of Godhead. But you know that you are very ignorant child. Ignorant child also cannot tell like this. Aisa nahi kar sakta. Kyo? Why? Because I don't know I know that Krishna is certainly not Parabrahma or Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is my child, ignorant child, I know. But suppose, for argument, that he is Parabrahma. He is Swayam Bhagavan. Then, I am so unlucky that my son was Krishna and my son was Parabrahma. And he was not satisfied by me and gave up me. He had gone to Mathura. मैं कृष्ण का पिता हो करके भी कृष्ण का लालन पालन नहीं कर सका, कृष्ण को संतुष्ट नहीं कर सका, मैं उसके फादर होने योग्य नहीं. I am not qualified to be a father of Krishna. And that is why Krishna neglected me. And he has left me and he has gone to his real father, mother perhaps. I am not his. Oh, I know there was only one father. And that father was Maharaj Dasarath. When he was separated from Ram, he could not bear the separation. And he told, Ram, Ram, and at his third time, he could not speak. And he died at once, left his life. So, I know that Krishna has left me, and he has gone to Mathura, and he is here. So I am unqualified father, I am not to be a father of Krishna. Because Krishna is so good one, I am bad one, and that is why he is left. मैं कृष्ण का पिता होने योग्य नहीं, मैं तो कृष्ण कृष्ण कहते मर नहीं गया, हमारे अंदर में उतना प्रेम नहीं है जो कृष्ण को मैं प्रीति कर सकूं, इसलिए मैं मर नहीं गया, इसलिए मैं योग्य पिता नहीं हूं. महाराज दशरथ उनके योग्य पिता थे, जो राम राम कहते हुए मर गए, इसलिए ऐसा कह करके और वो फिर रोने लग गए.
मोरोवर देयर इज वन पॉइंट, ऑर्डिनरी सेपरेशन विद ऑर्डिनरी चाइल्ड इज सो सीवियर, द फादर डाइड, बट कृष्णा हु इज सच ए ग्रेट एंड सो ग्लोरियस, सेपरेशन इज हाउ स्ट्रॉन्ग.
इसलिए महाराज दशरथ से भी नंद बाबा का सेपरेशन बहुत बहुत अधिक था. We will tell, explain all these things in Barsana, because everything is ready and you should be ready to take Mahaprasadam. I request you all that all the ladies should come in this, and half they will sit from there and from there in line.
Half
and gentlemen,
half allowed for
the male devotees will sit half there in two lines. And those who will not have seat, they will sit in four lines here. So all the ladies should go and all the male devotees should come and they should be in that, and here, in four lines.